From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
A number of things can rip a community apart, but there are still several ways to repair the damage and unite citizens. A wedding ceremony is one of these uniting forces. It has the ability to unite not just the couple, but a wide cross-section of persons. Find out how one organization facilitated a mass wedding to do just that. This is Sharing the Love. Stay with us. A few weeks ago, wedding bells chimed as 8 couples from McIntyre Villa were joined in holy matrimony. The ceremony was a joyous occasion for the entire community, a welcome to change as the area has seen its share of sorrow.
Saw the need to encourage the citizens towards strong family living, and we noticed, especially because an infant was a victim of that crime, we thought that we would want to just pronounce a blessing on all the kids to see the representative of the community.
Co-pastor Encounters Ministries International EMI, Janet Allen. She says though the idea was first greeted with skepticism, it soon changed to excitement as persons started signing up for a chance to legalize their union.
When they saw the persistence and they started going each week in the community to meet with the couples who had indicated, and of course, some fell by the way, of course, but we stuck it out.
The plan was simple. Have a small ceremony with a pastor and marry the participating couples. However, as word got around, a number of organizations and individuals started making contributions towards the hosting of the event.
To be honest, we didn't envision that it was, we just thought we would have done just a little thing, you know, just get out. It's amazing that we still have great Jamaicans who are philanthropists, who are kind-hearted, and we've had quite a few sponsors that have come on board to make this thing out of this world.
The sponsors include Petals and Promises, who provided the wedding dresses, tuxedos, and decorated the venue. Exquisite Invites provided the invitations, and Spanish Grain and CB Chicken provided the protein for the meal.
We have had individuals who have sponsored the ring, so we have persons from the diaspora, people heard about it, the persons have sent rings. We have a pastor, actually, and she flew in for the event.
Co-pastor Encounters Ministries International, Janet Allen. One of the 8 newly married couples, Sanya Israel Wilson, says she is grateful for the initiative, which saw her marrying her partner of over 12 years.
Well, basically, I'm part of the church. I'm newly baptized. You cannot baptize and live in a house and don't commit it. You're committed to God and don't commit it to your husband. So might as well just sign the agreement and make it one.
While the wedding ceremony was for the legal union of the participating couples, it was also part of an initiative by the Encounters Ministries International to assist in uniting community members. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting was at the mass wedding and says the initiative will serve to strengthen the community.
I think when we look back, we will say this was the beginning of true prosperity in the McIntyre Villa and surrounding areas.
The Encounters Ministries International has been undertaking a number of programs to aid in the growth and development of McIntyre Villa. Co-pastor Janet Allen says the ministry will continue working with residents to create an improved community. As author Steve Maraboli says, a kind gesture can reach a wound that only compassion can heal. So be sure to lend a helping hand, however and whenever you can. This has been Sharing the Love. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.